Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 11 October 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring on a guest tonight, folks, that's going to tell you a story. And I know most of y'all may have heard it, and I know you all going to believe it, but it's hard to fathom that in America we become so corrupt that the FBI and cops will let criminals run the streets freely and arrest those who are trying to do what's right. We'll discuss that in a minute with a gentleman named Daniel Tomlinson. We're going to talk about the bombings that took place in New York with the Compass Care clinics, and no one's trying to find them. Matter of fact, the law enforcement may be in with them, and that's just the way it is. But don't go away. Back with the guests in a second. But don't forget, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. We'll start 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can watch us live if you go to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream. There will be the first half hour or so is, of course, always praise reports and testimonies and prayer requests. 11:30, we'll always get into current events and time in description, what's happening in the world today. 1 o'clock, while Bill Finley will join us for an hour to discuss some issues that he's involved in. While Bill's from down in Florida, he was hit a little bit by Ian, or how you pronounce that, the name of the storm. And he did have some damage done to his home. Nonetheless, he's fine. But he'll be joining us this week also to share his testimony and stories. And don't forget, we're offering the rest of the month the James McCanny's water fillers that will fit any stainless steel Berkey system. I hope you take advantage of that, folks, while the sale's on. I really do. I think you'll be so happy to have those back because they're actually a better filter than anything Berkey ever put out. It'll filter more of the contaminants in the water than anything they have online. Now, I know from years of selling the Berkeys, I know what I'm talking about, but it's available 10% off the rest of this month, so I hope you take advantage of that. Don't forget, also, we're still offering the book, Why I'm a Sabbath-Keeping Christian, $7.50, folks, and I don't want to tell you about the book, except it's a book that everybody should read. Everybody, whether you believe in keeping Sabbath or not, you need to read the book. You need to read the book. $7.50 delivered to your door. Make a nice gift for somebody, folks, that understands why they're doing it, and they might want something simple to share with others, to explain to others why they're doing it. So I hope that you'll get a copy up for yourselves and your friends and family. And, of course, we're still offering a grab bag. I'll mention it tonight, tomorrow, and that'll be it for the grab bag. We're offering 25 DVDs and more videos and two books, folks, for $25 delivered to your door. Now, these are teachings I've done in the past. Believe me, they're not outdated. The Bible's never outdated. We have an excess of them, and we want to have them at a very reasonable price, about $1 a piece and a couple of free books on top of it. So you want them, just give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Talk to Lisa and tell her what you want, and folks, we'll do our best to take care of what you need. Crystal probably will not be in office again this week. We'll do our best to get caught up. We got caught up last week in a lot of orders. It was not easy without her, but I had a little bit of help, and we fumbled our way through it nonetheless. But we'll be available for you here, as always, and do what we can to supply whatever you might want, whether toothpaste, mouthwash, REM sleep, whatever you may need, folks, we want to make it available to you. My guest tonight is Daniel Tomlinson. He is a worker with Compass Care Clinics. Now, I'm going to read a little bit here very quickly. Pastor Hardin commented. Then we're going to go to our guest. Pastor Hardin said, I said last week that character assassination against pro-life people was our biggest problem. It has begun. Time is of the essence, and arrests need to be made before the Biden administration FBI does more damage. Compass Care is now offering $5,000 reward to anyone providing information leading to an arrest. And for the first whistleblower who confesses involvement in Jane's revenge or the crimes targeting pro-life pregnancy centers, providing information leading to further arrest, amnesty from civil persecution will be considered. So, folks, they're really trying to turn tables on the pro-murder group that is coming after the people that don't want the baby slaughtered. Literally coming after them, folks, physically, destroying their properties, threatening them, say they're going to kill them. Now, that's not, I'm not making up. That's James Revenge said they've issued death threats to people. And Daniel, you there? Are you there, Daniel?
Here I am. And, yeah, okay. And this is, Pastor Butch, the two-tier justice system continues to be perpetrated across the U.S. So we've got over 70 attacks against pro-life service organizations. Not a single arrest has been made at the local, state, or federal level. Compass Care's medical office in Buffalo was firebombed back in June. It's been over 100 days. It's been 4 months. No one has been arrested. Even with a mountain of surveillance footage evidence that has been submitted to the local law enforcement and to the FBI has canceled multiple times to come out and actually, do some forensic analysis on site. They've scheduled stuff and rescheduled stuff on several occasions. It's not just a slow walking of justice. It's not just taking their sweet time. What it's looking like, Pastor Butch, is that they have absolutely no interest in actually catching these pro-abortion terrorists, and they've even intimated that they know who they are and that they're refusing to arrest them.
Wow. You know, and that's the firebombing's terrible, but the 80-some-year-old lady who was shot in the back by a pro-murder. I don't call them pro-abortion. I call them pro-murder because abortion is murder. It's flat-out murder. No, there's no other way around it. It's murder. Abortion's a kind word for murder, just like gay is a kind word for sodomite. But anyway, they shot the lady in the back. And by the way, the stupid question, but did that kill her? Is she still alive? Did she die from that wound? Do you know?
No, she's still alive. 84-year-old woman canvassing for Michigan Right to Life, going around in the neighborhoods and asking people to vote no on a ballot initiative that would make abortion legal through all 9 months of pregnancy, right? This is what this woman is doing. 84 years old. God bless her. As she gets into a verbal altercation or discussion or argument with one of the ladies at one of the houses, and somebody comes in after she walks away and shoots her in the back. Woman in the back.
From the house or just someone down the street?
From the house. I think it was the husband of the lady she was having the argument with. And he says it was an accident.
And I guess he's not been prosecuted, has he? He's not been prosecuted either,
has he? Not that I'm aware of. But we also have several other concerning things going on. Just right after you read that little bit from Jim Harder, Compass Care CEO, who's leading the charge nationally, shedding the light on this gross miscarriage of justice, this two-tiered system of law enforcement. Pro-life people are being treated as second-class citizens, Pastor Butch. That's the reality.
Oh, yes, at best.
Pro-life people are being treated like, yep, at best. And so we've got this gentleman, Mark Houck, in Philadelphia, who had the FBI raid his house in a Gestapo-like display of force. Arrested him, put him in handcuffs at gunpoint before his wife and seven children.
Yes, yes.
And then we've got another gentleman outside of Nashville, Tennessee, who led a peaceful protest a year and a half ago. There were 11 individuals involved with that, 8 adults and 4 children. And the FBI raided his home and arrested him for this singing of hymns, singing of Christian hymns. There was no violence. There was no intimidation. There was no force that was used. The local police chief actually called the situation peaceful and orderly, this protest that they were doing. But despite this, there being Gallagher, Chester Gallagher is this gentleman's name, Gallagher, he's being accused of conspiracy and being charged with a FACE Act violation, which is a federal, which is a felony. You know, it would be a federal misdemeanor, and he would that carries with it some pretty harsh penalties.
And they arrested him. You said the FACE Act, but what did they accuse him of doing to violate the FACE Act?
Oh yeah, so they accused him. This is what they accused him of. Using force and physical obstruction to injure, intimidate, and interfere with the employees of the clinic. That is what the DOJ said. The Department of Justice, the Biden administration-run Department of Justice, which, again, has deprioritized and moved human resources away from actually capturing the true domestic terrorists, and they've started to target pro-life leaders. This is super concerning for anybody who loves freedom in America. They're going against those, they're going after not the people who are actually firebombing, vandalizing, smashing windows, attacking peaceful nonprofit organizations to the tune of what we're at 70 of them or more attacks nationwide over the last 4 months that are being specifically targeted. And, instead, the Department of Justice, the FBI seems to be targeting pro-life leaders. Making up reasons to investigate and go after them.
Well, now, did someone accuse him or somebody was a witness there to say that he did these things, or did they just trump it up out of their own minds?
So, you know, again, this was over a year ago, and
right.
The local police chief there described the situation as peaceful and orderly. There was 8 adults and 4 children. They were charged with trespassing while singing Christian hymns. There was no violence or intimidation, nothing like that. So, the DOJ saying that they were using force and physical obstruction to injure, intimidate, and interfere with the employees of the clinic, it's a complete fabrication. It's a stretch. It's Orwellian is what it is. It's Orwellian.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Jim Harden, Compass Care's CEO, the day of the firebombing of Compass Care's office, called this the pro-abortion Kristallnacht, where the complicity of a pro-abortion politician, the complicity of the media, and of our legal system or of our law enforcement, all colluding together to not actually enact justice on behalf of those who are being victimized, on behalf of and actually go after. The people, and Kristallnacht was a watershed moment in Nazi Germany where the authorities, those who should have been protecting the Jews, turned a blind eye and in their silence were complicit in the attacks and violence, the shattering of Jewish business windows and lighting those businesses on fire. They refused to actually arrest the criminals. They knew who they were. They knew who the brown shirts were, and they refused to arrest them, and that's what we're seeing happening with these attacks on pro-life organizations.
And I don't like to be negative about this, but I think this is only the beginning. I think we'll see a lot more of it. I'm sure you probably know of Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay. His pastor was arrested last week.
No.
Charged of something. Yeah, he was arrested last week. He preached a sermon about how the election was rigged. Somebody turned him in for it. Of course, it went online, but somebody made a complaint, I guess. But they arrested him. But they arrested him for being in D.C. in January 2020. That's been almost 2 years ago. But he's arrested and charged with that, and he had the hard old year and all these other nonsensical things. But they're coming after Christians who dare question what's going on in this country. And I tell you what, Daniel, I don't see it getting any better. I do believe if we stand our ground long enough, we're probably going to end up in jail ourselves because I'm repenting independent. I don't vote Republican or Democrat. I vote for who I know is going to be standing for Christ's glory. But
sure.
We're seeing the left, if you want to call them that, that really come down hard on anyone who opposes any type of immoral action, whether it be what's happened with murdering babies or the so-called transgender movement. People come speaking out against that. Yeah. They're targeted. And if you say anything on social media, they'll take you off social media. I mean, all this has been planned. It didn't happen overnight. It's taken a while. But they know now, I think they know that they're going to have a hard time maybe in the very near future getting some of these things done if things change after November a little bit. And maybe they're trying to get everything in place before this happens. I don't know, but I do look for it to increase dramatically over the next couple of weeks, maybe a month or so. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so it does look like, you know, like the DOJ, the FBI, the Biden administration have decided that not only are they going to abdicate their duty to arrest the perpetrators of these violent acts, but they're actually joining the ranks of Jane's Revenge and attacking pro-life people and really Christians. You know, the pro-life movement, the pro-life cause is staffed by Christians. I mean, it is an expression of our Christianity.
Yes.
I can't say that I am a disciple of Christ and not be involved with the pro-life activity, because the imago Dei, the image of God, is being attacked and being
Amen.
Dehumanized and being destroyed. And so as a disciple of Christ, as a follower of the one who has made me in his image and who has leveraged his power, you know, Jesus is our Good Samaritan. He was our Good Samaritan. He came and leveraged everything that he had on our behalf. We were beaten up on the side of the road by our sin. And Jesus came and leveraged all of his power and influence and voice and resources on our behalf. And then he says, go and do likewise. Go and be the Good Samaritan. Go and leverage what I've given you on behalf of the weak and the vulnerable, those who are beaten up on the side of the road. And the preborn child is one of those categories that we ought to be leveraging our voice, our power, our resources on behalf of. So to attack pro-life pregnancy centers is to attack churches. Because these pro-life service organizations, Compass Care, is just an extension of the church. It's an extension of the religious belief, the pro-life belief of God's people. And so what we are seeing is a direct attack on Christian expression in the public square. What they want, Pastor Butch, is for us to no longer be able to express our Christian beliefs in the public square. You can believe whatever you want, Pastor Butch, and you, in your church. Just keep it within your church. You can believe whatever you want
in
your home.
Yeah,
just keep it within your home. But don't you bring that into the marketplace. That has no place here in the marketplace, and that is directly contradictory to our form of government, to what's protected under the Constitution and the way that our country was founded.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have any churches in your area come to your aid, stood up for you, donated money to help fight this thing? Has any of pastors joined the ranks and said, I'm here to help?
Yes. We have seen an amazing response from the church here in Western New York, and not just in Western
Amen.
New York, across the country. I think that those who are seeking to be faithful to Christ are realizing that they can't stand on the sidelines. They can't just simply ignore the culture pressing in on them constantly. They've got to step in and step up. But there are hundreds of churches in where Compass Care's physical locations are Buffalo, Rochester, and Albany in New York. We're in the abortion capital of the U.S. We're in one of the bluest states in the union. We've got some of the most permissive abortion laws. We've got one of the most progressive governors in the entire nation. And God has got his people here pushing back the darkness of abortion, the lies, the manipulation, the dehumanization of the image of God. Yes, we've seen thousands of Christians responding generously with their prayers, with their volunteering. You know, that office that was firebombed in June, Pastor Butch, it was rebuilt in 52 days. 52 days. And we didn't lose a single hour of patient services, not a single hour of patient services the entire time. It caused nearly $500,000, nearly $500,000 in damage. And not only was it rebuilt, but the people of God generously gave over $250,000 to rebuild it bigger, because there are more women than ever that need to be served. And being in New York, which is an abortion hub state, women are going to be traveling to New York, paid for by our tax dollars, They're going to be traveling to New York to get their abortions. So we need to continue to increase the infrastructure here in the state of New York in order to serve those women. We're estimating another 30% increase in the Buffalo office this coming year with women traveling from places like Ohio to come to Buffalo to get their abortions.
Well, you know, it's getting so bad now, Daniel, that Illinois retrofitted a 36-foot RV to travel the borders of the state to meet women on the border to kill their babies.
Yeah, they're just trying to look at what the pro-life movement's been doing and just try to copy it, only in terms of being pro-death. Yes,
exactly.
You know, there are ships outside of off the Gulf of Mexico in federal waters doing the same thing. They are simply trying. You know, they can cloak it whatever language they want, but they are simply trying to reap a profit on the difficult and unfortunate situations that women are finding themselves in. So they find themselves pregnant, and these women are been told their whole lives that the way that they take care of this unplanned pregnancy, the way that they solve this unplanned pregnancy problem that they find themselves in, is to go and get an abortion. That's what you do. They've been taught. We've got a couple of generations of women that have been taught that. And these for-profit abortion businesses, they don't care about women. They obviously don't care about preborn boys and girls, but they don't care about women. All that they're doing is preying upon women in their hour of fear. And they're using that fear to their advantage to manipulate them, to lie, to withhold information, and to ultimately cause immense damage physically, psychologically, and spiritually to these women, as well as kill their babies.
Well, you know, yeah, right on the money. And you know, I'm sure my listeners do, but I don't know how many people do, or even teach in the churches, that we've seen the revival of Moloch since 1973.
Yep.
We've seen the revival of Moloch, the god Moloch. And folks, this is a spiritual, we see it in the physical, but this is a spiritual situation. This is a spiritual attitude. This is a spiritual damning idea and thought and worship. This is a demonic worship to sacrifice your children to Moloch. That's what it's all about. And now we have sexual perversion coming in big time. As Jim wrote a book entitled "The Return of the Gods," and his name escapes me right now. But anyway, he's a fantastic writer, and the book is really interesting. We have Moloch come in and sacrifice children to, and then we have Diana come in, or Esther, whatever you want to call her, the sexual perversion goddess come in. And, brother, look what's happened to our country since 1973. Since it took prayer out of school in 63, started murdering babies in 73. Now we have children in school who thank their cats, and they demand litter boxes. I mean, this is our country in the last, 50 years. Look what's happened to our country.
Yeah, so we have, I don't know if you're familiar with the Russian author Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Yeah,
fantastic, and I would highly recommend several of his essays and books to your listeners. But you know, he's got this essay where he's seeking to sum up. He was asked, you know, what's gone wrong with Russia? Where did they lose it? How did it go wrong? And he said there's only one way that he could find to sum up all the issues, all the problems that arose from the communists taking over of Russia and the way that they took over education and media and government and the family and the breakdown of the family and all of the things that happened in Russia that led to the millions to the death of millions of his people. He said, "Men have forgotten God."
Amen.
And there's only one way I can think of to summarize what's gone on in Russia. And he says, "Men have forgotten God." And he is absolutely right. And Dostoevsky, another Russian author, said in one of his books, The Brothers Karamazov, that when there is no God, anything is permissible. And that is what we're seeing, Pastor Butch, in our nation right now, is that we have forgotten God. We've turned our back at him. We've shaken our fist at him as a nation. And we said, you know what? We're going to go our own way. We're going to live according to our own desires. We're going to do what's right in our own eye. And God is not mocked. And you will reap what you sow. And what I pray for is a revival where we as a nation turn away from the wickedness that we have engaged in, the sexual perversion that we've engaged in, the murder of innocent human lives that we've been, 65 million preborn boys and girls killed since 1973.
At least, maybe more.
No one knows how. Oh, God alone knows how many babies we've killed. And if we had a moment of silence, get this. Wrap your mind around this for a second. If we had a moment of silence, if we had 1 minute of silence for every boy or girl that was killed from abortion, we would be quiet for 124 years straight.
Wow.
124 years. We wouldn't say a word. We would be quiet for 124 years if we had a moment of silence for each of those babies aborted since 1973.
Wow, that is amazing figure. The gentleman wrote the book, as mentioned, name is Jonathan Kahn, K-A-H-N. If you can find the book, The Return of the Gods, Daniel, highly, highly recommend it to you. It opened your eyes to a lot of things. Return of the Gods by Daniel Kahn. You can find that on Amazon and other places. But it's an excellent, excellent book. But anyway, so any progress at all coming? On your case alone, anything moving forward, anything happening that's positive?
So we have, Compass Care currently has a team of 30 lawyers working with us on various aspects of a lawsuit in order to stay open. So again, like I said earlier, Compass Care, God's given Jim Harden, Compass Care CEO, the opportunity to kind of lead the charge around protecting. So Compass Care is a pro-life service organization. We're not a political organization. We're not a legal organization. But in order to stay open, in order to continue to serve women and save babies, which is why we exist, and for pro-life service organizations across the nation to do the same, Compass Care is pursuing all these different lawsuits and litigations. One of them is we're suing to get our private property back and seeking to have Compass Care's private property, all the video surveillance footage, all the equipment that we gave to the law enforcement, thinking they were going to use it to catch the bad guys, they've refused to return it to us. They've absolutely refused to the victim of the firebombing. They've refused to return our private property, and they have. Yeah, and so we've issued a lawsuit. When the local town where Compass Care's Buffalo office is located, when their town attorney spoke, he made a public statement saying, "We don't want to release this footage because people are going to know who the perpetrators are." So that tells us they know who the perpetrators are. And then he also accused pro-life people of being violent and will take matters into their own hands. He said, "If we release this footage, they're going to be able to figure out who it is. And those AK-47 toting, gun toting, violent extremists on the right are going to go after those people." So he's basically, they're actively protecting the pro-abortion terrorists and then accusing pro-life people of potentially taking justice into our own hands.
Hang on through the break, please, sir. After the break, folks, take phone calls, of course. Any comments, questions, love to hear from you at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Media experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back here talking to Daniel Thompson with Compass Care And before going further, Daniel, how can people find out about you all and contact you and maybe offer to help? How can they know more about you?
Yeah, so if folks are interested in investing in what God is doing to serve women and save babies in the abortion capital of the U.S., as well as nationwide, Compass Care has a physical presence in New York in three abortion hubs. We'll soon be covering the entire state of New York by the end of the year with an online telemedicine platform and launching those telemedicine platform in 10 strategic locations all across the U.S. This month, from Baton Rouge to L.A. to New York City to D.C., and if folks are interested in learning more about what God's doing to serve women and save babies through Compass Care, they can go to CompassCareCommunity.com. That's CompassCareCommunity.com.
All right, folks, check that out. CompassCareCommunity.com. Check it out. If you, I know a lot, most of you, everybody out there in this program is definitely anti-murder and pro-life. I know that, unless you're on the other side listening to me and monitoring me and hoping I'll say something slip up on you. You hang on long enough, folks. You listen long enough, I'll say something slip up on, because I really don't care what you think. I'm going to tell it like it is. You want to arrest me? Go ahead. I've been called before the FBI three times, federal grand jury once. Do what you want. I'm not going to deny Christ or deny his word or his truth. But anyway, you're taking this to court. Obviously, you got 30 lawyers. You're going to take this to court. What do you honestly think your chances are in a court in New York State?
Yeah, so that's a good question. We'll see. It really depends on what judge we get. It really depends on what county stuff is filed in. It really depends on, you know, it's a little sad to kind of have to, you know, it is another sign of the degeneration of our nation. And Proverbs talks about this. Scripture talks about this. When there are judges, when judges are wicked, the people groan. This is the reality that when you've got judges who are actively reinterpreting our laws and the Constitution according to the flavor of the day, you're not actually going to get justice. All you've got is cultural subjectivism going on. And this seems right to me right now, or this is socially acceptable right now. So, there is continued appeals. Compass Care lost a lawsuit against Cuomo when he was. It was Compass Care v. Cuomo. That was in 2019 that we filed that lawsuit. We lost the first round, and we're appealing it to the Second Circuit. And so we'll see what happens with that lawsuit around the BOSS bill that says that in the state of New York, you can't hire and fire pro-life people based off a pro-life statement of belief, which is absolutely preposterous. It's a direct attack on freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of association, all of those things. And the Pregnancy Center Investigation Bill lawsuits, we're hoping that there'll be many pregnancy centers across the state that will join in that effort to sue the state over this unjust investigation into the activity of pro-life service organizations. Compass Care has no problem telling the state that we're not complying with this. We're not going to comply with unjust investigations. They want these pro-life organizations to give up their donor records. They want to tell them, basically tell them everything about them. And Compass Care is not going to comply with that. So we'll see. I mean, it is really hard to tell. There are still some good judges out there. There's some good judges in the state of New York. We obviously could potentially take some of these cases all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Well, I really be praying for the Lord to open the door for you, because you are facing in the courtroom another stacked deck, obviously. New York State is. I was up there last summer doing a funeral for a cousin, and I got to tell you this, Daniel. I felt like a chicken like a June bug in a chicken coop. I didn't like it up there. I don't like New York State. I don't like the spiritual atmosphere of the whole area. And I'm telling the truth. I mean, I'm not super spiritual or anything else, but I can sense a spirit of depression and oppression on New York State. And the people and the difference is phenomenal between here and up there in West Virginia. Pennsylvania is a little better, maybe, than New York for sure. But I was so glad to get back in West Virginia. And I'm not where a perfect state by any means, but At least down here we can breathe a little bit freer. We can carry a gun if we want to without permits. We don't need, you know, we don't have things zoned so much here. We're a little freer state here. But so yeah. I really feel for you because New York State in itself is a place that there's something demonic in the air. And I think you agree with
it
that.
It is oppressive. It is oppressive. You know, I joke that it's, you know, we're living in Mordor. You know, if you know the story of Lord of the Rings, we've got a little bit of...
Oh, yeah, I never watched it, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and the reality is that, and I don't blame people for leaving New York or going to sunnier pastures, you know, North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, all those places that people from New York tend to flock to or to leave after they retire or stuff like that. I have so many friends. I'm 35. I have so many friends that have left the state because they're having a hard time, you know, with their businesses. You get punished for succeeding in your business here in New York. It's just an incredibly unfriendly place. But I have no plans to leave, and I'll tell you why. Babies are being murdered here. We're at the forefront of the battle for life here in the state of New York.
Amen.
This is where abortion started, 1970, July 1st, 1970, and this is where I want to see God end it. It looks dark, it looks grim, it looks impossible, but I tell you what, I read Scripture and I say the more impossible it looks, think of Gideon. Think about what Gideon thinks. He's down to 300 men, and he's like, I'm going to take on this enemy that looks like the sands of the sea, whose campfires look like the stars in the sky. Like, are you kidding me? But he does, right? And
That's right. And
you know, David, a shepherd boy, going up against this man of war, this giant, and he says, "Yeah, you know what? You need to stop. You need to stop talking about my God the way you're talking about him. How dare you? How dare you talk about the living God that way?" I'm not going to let that stand. And so I think that God's got his people here. They're continuing to be active. They're going to continue to be passionate. And he's got his people all over. I mean, he's got his people everywhere.
Amen.
His faithful people who are actively working and pushing against the darkness. And
well,
I just continue to encourage all the men and the women, all the fathers out there especially. You know, G.K. Chesterton said this. He said the most extraordinary thing in the world is ordinary men faithfully loving ordinary women and having ordinary children. And isn't that the truth? This is how Christianity wins back the culture. It's not pretty. It's not glamorous. I want faithful men, faithfully loving, faithful women, and raising faithful children. And, you know, the progressives, the leftists, those who are pushing this pro-abortion agenda, they hate children. They're not going to have children. And if Christians continue to have kids and raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord, you can say whatever you want. But you know, in two generations, three generations, we're going to have America back.
Well, if we had that much time left, I really don't know. I don't know that. I mean, sincerely. We'll see. But
we'll
that's.
See. Yeah.
But
we'll
I admire see. You for that because you're where the Lord planned you to be, and I admire that. I mean, you're in a much worse situation in the state you live in than I am where I am, obviously. But, you know, I come out of West Virginia. I'm a hillbilly preacher. I'm nobody special. I barely made through high school. You know, I'm a veteran of Vietnam era. I mean, all these things. I'm not overly educated and not overly intelligent, but he put me here to be on the radio almost 30 years, try to reach out to the people, share some truth with them, and some common sense. And common sense, and I say that, is scriptural, but it's common sense that a man and a woman are team up, not two men and two women.
That's
it's
right.
Common sense. Nature
that's
itself.
Right.
Nature itself teaches that's an abomination. I mean, and all that's holy and all that's natural, it's an abomination that is taught so clearly. And even animals protect their young. Even animals, a bird will fight to protect its young. You know, a rabbit will fight to protect its young. When you put your hand down the hole after them, it'll bite you. I mean, these things are just common natural things that were created. Yet man thinks because he's special, I guess, in some way, he can do his own thing. He can make his own gods, and he has, and he is. And he can pervert whatever he wants to. And every time man lays his hand on something, Daniel, no matter what it is, eventually he perverts it, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He distorts it. He can't create, right, Pastor Butch?
No.
He can't create. All he can do is take something that God made that's beautiful and seek to make it ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
He just perverts. He distorts. Yep.
And it's amazing, too, that the fact, you know, the Bible says that they become inventors of evil things. I mean, that's what we're seeing. I mean,
yeah.
who would have dreamed? Right here in Nicholas County, West Virginia, they'd have so-called children in school that demand litter boxes. Who would have believed that that's bad enough, but who would have believed that the teachers and the administration and the Department of Education would tolerate that? Who would have believed that the adults become so cowardly, so backward, so perverted themselves, they tolerate this without saying the word? Who would have thought that this would have come to a country like America? And back in 1950s, girls had to wear dresses in school. Boys could not have their shirts not being tucked in. Their hair couldn't touch their collars. All this changed. I took guns to school with me in grade school and high school. No one said a word. All this changed in my lifetime. But who would have believed that we become such cowards as adults? And I know a lot of people go to teachers and go to a member of school board or so call themselves Christians. But if they tolerate this evil in the schools, I doubt seriously that they're truly born again. I think they're by name only. And I'm going to say it like it is. It makes them mad. I don't care. I mean, what did Christ call the Pharisees, the so-called church of the day, the religious leaders? He called them hypocrites. He called them whitewashed sepulchres. He called them all kinds of names, vipers. I say the same thing, those that lead the church today or members of churches that won't stand against evil. I say the same thing. You're a hypocrite. You're a viper. You're a whitewashed sepulchre. And that's just the way it is. They won't tell the truth. They won't stand for the truth. They're afraid of being retribution for telling the truth. And I tell you this, Daniel, and Matthew 10, Christ said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny before my Father. That's exactly what they're doing every day when they deny His truth. Is that not right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that is a fear. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of a holy God.
Amen.
And, you know, there is only one escape. And this is reality for if you are an abortionist and you've killed thousands of children, this is the only way of escape. If you are a woman who's gotten an abortion or multiple abortions, there's only one way of forgiveness. If you're a member of Jane's Revenge and you've been firebombing or vandalizing pregnancy centers, there's only one way of escape. And there's only one way of escape if you are the most morally upright person out there. Your good works aren't going to save you either.
That's right.
This is the message of the gospel, is that there is only one way to life, and that is through the blood of Jesus Christ, who died, who lived the perfect life that nobody else could live, that you and I couldn't live, and He died the death that none of us could die. He died it on our behalf, and He shed His blood on our behalf, and He washes us clean with that blood when we put our faith and our trust in Him. This is the message to every pro-abort out there who thinks murdering babies is perfectly fine, to everybody who thinks that voting for a party that is going to continue to promote abortion as a moral good, who thinks that sexual perversion, that what God calls an abomination, is perfectly fine. The call is the same. The call is to repent, to humble yourself before the throne of God and call upon Jesus to save you from your sins and to transform your mind and your heart and to renew you to actually know Him and to know what He's like.
Amen. And folks, all that said, it don't cost you a thing. It costs to save you everything. It's a free gift. It is. Salvation by grace through faith. It's a free gift. And being born again. That doesn't mean that I believe in Him. Well, so does Satan. You must be born again. That's all there's to it.
That's right.
John chapter 3.
Yep.
Let's go to Pennsylvania and let's talk to Daryl. Daryl on PA, come on in, sir.
Hey, thanks for allowing me on. And a big thank you to Daniel Thomason, who's 35. I'm 75. And Pastor Butch is almost as old as me. But a big, big thank you to both Pastor Butch Paul for having folks like Daniel Thomason on. And I want to say thank you again to Daniel Thomason for what he's doing at Compass Care, etc. And I had a question. I think I saw somewhere a doctor in front of your name. Are you a medical doctor or are you a PhD doctor?
No, sir. I'm not a doctor at all. I'm not a doctor.
Okay. I thought I saw a doctor in front of your name, like a PhD maybe.
No, sir. I do have a brother who's a doctor, and he's a surgeon, but that's not me.
Okay, and I wanted to say thank you to Pastor Butch. I got the wonderful, beautiful color brochures. It's mostly color, a little bit of black and white. It's called Did You Know? And when you fold it out, it's 4 pages. I would urge everyone to call to Decision Ministries and order some of those and make sure you give them enough money to cover the postage. But I would order like 30 or 40 if you can. of that, at least of that. And thank you, Pastor Butch, for sending that so quickly.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because it's a great, great one, and it deals with the subject of abortion. So I would urge everyone to please get that, and please give them enough money to cover the postage, please. Pastor Butch, you mentioned, and you didn't remember the name, you mentioned Moloch. And Moloch was the abortion god, offering the children up to Moloch.
Yes.
And the book, The Return of the Gods, it's a 250-page book by Jonathan Cahn. You correctly remembered his name. It's a 250-page hardcover book. I'm almost, I'd say, three-quarters of the way through reading it. I'm yellow highlighting it like crazy. It's that good of a book. It's all about the gods that have taken over America. I said that have taken over America. And one of them is Moloch, and that's, again, the god of the child sacrifice. So I would urge everybody to get a copy of that book. If you don't have a copy, Pastor Butch, you let me know. I'll mail you a copy.
I have one on the way from Jonathan himself. I haven't got it yet, but I supposed to have one on the way.
Okay, because I promised Phil Hudock, too, if he wanted a copy. So if you don't get it soon, let me know, and I'll send, again, folks, 250-page hardcover book, and it deals with the gods that took over America. And, again, I'd urge you to get that brochure, Did You Know, from Pastor Butch. When you fold it out, it's four pages. Again, send enough money. And I would ask everyone to please pray for Marsha Jean Paw. She needs a healing, so please pray. Please do that. Please pray also for Daniel Thomason and his wife and Compass Care. Please do that. Please pray for A.J. Hurley, who stands up for the preborn. Please pray for Gary and Donna Roby, who go out and protest with their two friends and risk their lives. People, who knows what they throw on them sometimes with blood or urine or that. People often do that to those who stand for life. Please pray for Jeff White and his wife and 11 children. Get a message, folks. The message from me is pray for the people that are risking their lives for the preborn. And pray also for the blessing and protection of Pastor Butch and for all of the, for Phil Hudock and Lynn Hudock, and for all of the Call to Decision Ministry team. Again, Pastor Butch, thank you, thank you, thank you for having the courage to have people like Daniel Thomason on. And
you're
you really sound like you know your Bible, so you're one of my heroes right now, and you're on my prayer list, and so thank you to both of you.
Well, thank you, dear.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call.
Sweet call. Let's take another call. Let's go to Gene in Ohio. Gene, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and thanks for taking my call. It's extremely important to stand up for our liberties, our Christian values, and everything that's not necessarily has to be stood up for just with a gun. And
I believe
that it's just as important to stand up as an American citizen under the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Now, the reason I'm calling is to point this one thing out. On TV today, there was a news article about that boy who shot those people in that church. And in that courtroom, the flag was a gold-trimmed flag.
Yes.
Now, years ago, in a law book, I read that there must be a U.S. flag present in every court of law to represent the liberties, those Christian liberties, and every other liberty that we have under the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That flag isn't recognized by the Supreme Court. It's important for every American, black and white, red and yellow, to recognize that and stand up for it, for our Christian values and all of our values that made America the nation it used to be.
Amen.
Thank you, and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. All right, we're down about the last 3 minutes here, and I want you to speak what's on your heart. Please, Daniel, tell us what's on your heart on this couple minutes, and what you give us again your contact information, whatever you think we need to know, but speak what's on your heart. It's yours.
Yeah, so I want to say this, that it's not going to get easier to be pro-life in America. It's not going to get easier to be Christian.
Just Christian, period, yes.
Just Christian, period. It's not going to be easier to actually act out your Christian beliefs in the public square, and that is a call for encouragement to you. Count the cost. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. That's what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. He lost his life fighting against the Nazi regime, a German pastor during Hitler's rise. And you know, when Christ calls a man, he bids him to come and die. So now this is not a call to step away. This is a call to step in, and in faith. And we fight like Christians. We fight with joy. We fight with the Word of God, pushing back the darkness. We fight with prayer. We fight with worship. Don't forsake the assembling together of saints. Get together with your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Worship God together. Step in and leverage what God's given you on the weakest and most vulnerable, on behalf of the weakest and most vulnerable in society. Leverage what God has given you on behalf of preborn boys and girls and their mothers. They are the widows and orphans of our society. They are the marginalized. They are the dehumanized. They are the ones who are not receiving equal protection under the law. And count the cost. Be ready to pay the cost, because Christ is worth it. And obeying his voice is what we are called to do, no matter Amen. The consequences. You know, if people are interested, Compass Care could use your prayers. Compass Care could use your financial support. Go to CompassCareCommunity.com. CompassCareCommunity.com. You can give there. If you're interested at being a part of the organization that God has at the tip of the spear for pro-life efforts across the nation, serving women, saving babies, as well as protecting our ability to continue to serve women and to save babies, go to CompassCareCommunity.com.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, Daniel, I don't know what else to add to what you said tonight. You've done an excellent job. And you tell your brother Jim, Pastor Jim, that he's welcome to the program too. He wants to join me sometime. I'd love to have him on it so he can give us even some more information on what he's involved in. But I just say God bless you and what you're trying to do. And folks, remember, everything we do, we do all to the glory of God. By doing that, we'll see others blessed. By doing that, we'll see babies' lives saved. But it's all for his glory and his glory only that we do these things. And then he blesses it with results that he's put us to work to do. And Daniel Tomlinson with Compass Care is out there in a state that mar his tenacity, in a place where the deck is stacked against him and everybody else is a believer. And I've been up there. I know the churches up there, is a whole lot of them they're probably deader than they are in other places. But there's some there that are trying to stand. Let's pray for this group. And Daniel, I just want to thank you again for joining us tonight and taking time out of your schedule. I know you're busy gentleman. Do keep me informed. Do you have my email address?
Yes, sir.
Email me from time to time and tell me how things are going with everybody, please, so I know what's going on. Then we may have to get you on for another update. But let me know what's happening so we can keep up with this, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Butch.
All right. God bless, my friend. I'll talk to you again real soon, I'm sure. So thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
All right. And, folks, I don't want to say we're blessed. Tomorrow night we're going to have Coach Dave Dobemar on, tell us why his pastor was arrested and why now he may be on the list also. Oh, yeah, folks. If you won't be on Christ's list, you'll be on the enemy's list also. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.